Moments of Melody with a song for your heart. Robert Foster has written, "Calvary's cross is the inverted sword. The sharp-pointed blade pierced the earth just outside the walls of Jerusalem, and the handle was outlined against the darkened sky. This sword was God's judgment upon the human race. The payment for sin, the defeat of our archenemy, the devil. It was a crude and rugged cross, not a polished crucifix. It was not something to be worn, but to be borne. It was not a thing of beauty, pleasantness, and honor, for it is written, 'Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree.' The cross of Christ was the crisis of history. Never reduce this sacrifice to the level of human martyrdom. The cross is the eternal act of God mirrored in the waters of time. Paul walked into the city of Corinth with a cross and a Christ to preach, instead of what the Corinthians were used to, poetry, philosophy, astronomy, economics, and never-ending book reviews. Philosophy could extol Christ's life, but preaching must proclaim Christ's crucifixion. The life of Jesus sets forth ethics, but the death of Christ sets forth redemption." Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "You may as well know that it was my secret determination to concentrate entirely on Jesus Christ himself and the fact of his death upon the cross." Isaiah wrote some 700 years before Christ was crucified, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. And yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." May the cross mean more to us than two pieces of wood, a polished crucifix to be worn around the neck or in the lapel. May we learn to know the one who hung there and why he hung there, and thank him today.